U.S. corporations aren't the only ones hunting for tax breaks. All across the country, individual taxpayers are searching for ways to cut their tax bills. Commentator John Fryer has been poring over every receipt he can find.
Three used Western shirts, Utica Salvation Army, 1968 Ford LTD, Sharpless Auctions, Iowa City, Iowa, four Lincoln Continental hubcaps, Wills Wrecker Auto Recycling, Lafargeville, New York, ham sandwich, I-80 truck stop, Walcott, Iowa. I've been itemizing my deductions for my 2003 tax return. I'm listing my occupation as artist. This is the first year I actually have income to report from my creative work. According to my new accountant, Stacy, any outlay directly related to income that I receive is a legitimate business expense. New laser printer. Paper for that printer. Toner. Vintage cream-colored cowboy boots. Here it gets tricky. I'm writing a book about the secondhand economy, the goods and characters that clutter America's thrift stores, garage sales, and junkyards. Most of my income last year came from a modest advance from my publisher, and I spent much of that on my travels, researching the book, and racking up expenses my accountant says are deductible. I'm willing to bet the IRS will scrutinize my envelopes of receipts very closely. Nearly all of my friends who earn income as artists have been audited more than once. I imagine a dark room with a bright bulb in my face and the IRS interrogator demanding to know how a quilt, handmade from 75 vintage t-shirts, can really be a legitimate business expense. Corporations write off expenses down to every last paperclip, schmoozing bar bill, mile of business-related travel, and drop of coffee in the break room. I don't have a break room, but many of the conversations and purchases made on my road trips will find their way into the book that I am writing. And what about my wedding? I got married this summer, and my wife and I paid for the wedding reception ourselves. What if I wrote a story about it? What if a chapter in my book described the wedding dress Sasha bought on eBay and the secondhand surfboard I bought on my honeymoon? What if I wrote an NPR commentary about my taxes and wondered aloud if my wedding was tax deductible? The income that I receive from said commentary and book are both subject to income tax, but would the wedding count as a deductible expense? Of course, I'll ask my accountant, and if by some wild chance her answer is yes, I'll be ready. Sasha's Vintage Wedding Dress, eBay. Wedding Reception, Wellesley Island, New York. Secondhand Surfboard, Montauk, Long Island.
John Fryer is the author of All My Life for Sale and co-creator of the upcoming PBS series, Secondhand Stories.